And I know it's an extra special day here at the Detroit Economic Club luncheon at the Motor City Casino by the number of WJR people who are here. That means our first guest is a really big deal. We've got our team, the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, Dave Rieger, Tony Butler, Ann Thomas, Ava DeManja, and Steve Finitieri, the Grand Poobah, was here. Oh, there he is. Steve Finitieri, the Grand Poobah, all here. Not for me, Jim, but for Jim Fitterling, the man who is the star of today's meeting here at the Detroit Economic Club, the CEO of Dow. Great. Guest of honor, again, the big guest, the big kahuna.
Great to see you. You look fantastic. Well, great to see Ann as well, and congratulations on your promotion.
Isn't that
fantastic?
Great? Thank you for listening and hearing all those things, and thank you for always being supportive, the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic and all the things we do at WJR, and we certainly want to support you and Dow as the chair and chief executive officer. And I'm happy to say, a proud graduate of U of M, but your U of M is University of Missouri.
Missouri,
which
right.
is okay in Columbia. And I guess I had to be reminded that you have been at Dow since about 2 weeks after you graduated college.
That's right. I left college and I went home and packed up and I moved to Midland. And so that was 40 years ago.
40 years with Dow, now at the top, with your bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. And I said this the other day, and I want to say it with you here. What you have done for Midland, what you have done for Michigan, and what you've done for industry is really incredible. And I salute you for that, Jim. And this goes back to when we talked about your advanced nuclear reactor project in Texas, right?
Right.
How's that going?
Actually, it's going well. We're working with X Energy to build a small modular reactor, different technology than you would see in the big power plant technology, the light water reactors. But this small modular reactor allows us to do at a scale where we can put 480 megawatt reactors at our site in Seadrift, Texas, and convert all the power and steam to zero carbon emissions. For industry to decarbonize, it's going to be one of the key technologies. And I would also say for AI and the growth in AI and data centers and the electricity needs there, small modular nuclear is going to play a key role.
This is a very big deal. And the business people listening in our on-air audience, as well as the people that are here for the Economic Club, are going to understand how this small modular reactor circumstance and situation that you're advancing, trying out, could be a game changer across the board.
It's an inherently safe technology. It is. It only takes about 3 acres on a 20-acre site to site four of those 80-megawatt reactors. It's a walk-away safe technology. It uses a different form of fuel. So if you lost power, like say the incident in Fukushima, Japan, that happened, where they lost utilities and power and they couldn't put the fuel rods in on the plant, that doesn't exist with this technology. If you lost power, you walk away from the plant. The reaction doesn't run away. It extinguishes on itself. Hmm. It's walk away safe. And in order to do 320 megawatts of power for our site, if that was to be solar, it would be thousands and thousands of acres of solar panels to do the same thing that we can do on 3 acres. For industry, who has really concentrated needs for 24/7 reliability, safety, and on-time power, and if you add our needs, the addition of steam, this is a no-brainer to look at this.
Well, it's amazing. When you first told me about it, I was taken with how, of all the things we think Dow is involved with, that one was not one of those things, but everything that you're doing is great, and What will you be doing today? Will you talk about this today, or will you? What else about the energy transition and all that's going on?
Well, we'll talk about the energy transition because that really underpins America's competitiveness. Energy competitiveness is the base of America's competitiveness. So if we want to bring manufacturing back to America, we're going to have the energy that we need. If we want to decarbonize the industry that we have to move through the energy transition. And if we want to support AI, which is rapidly growing, and all the data centers that are going to come with that technology, we are creating another energy-intensive industry that could be bigger than the petrochemical industry, and we have to have the electricity to support that. And today you can't do that with renewables. Renewables are great and they have a place, but they won't be able to support a 24/7 operation like a data center or a whole petrochemical plant or a steel mill or something else. You have to have 24/7 reliability.
You have an overabundance of good news to share at the Dow Investor Day coming up May 16th.
We do. We're going to cover, since we spun out, we had a pretty long list of items that we wanted to complete, and we did a fantastic job. And we've come out of the pandemic and this last 5 years since spin in the best shape that we've ever been in. And we're moving into a growth phase and an investment phase, and it's a good time to get in front of the investors, help them understand how that creates value for them long term, what Dow is going to look like 5 years, 10 years down the road. And they're all looking for, obviously, they're looking at, what the near-term economy is going to be like. But we have to give them a long-term plan that we have to live to as well. Our investments are decades-long investments. They're not this year's investment, next year's investment. They are taking positions that we know are going to be there for decades, like our plant in Alberta, Canada, which is the world's first net zero ethylene and plastics facility. It's the largest hydrogen carbon capture project to FID anywhere in the world, and it's under construction right now.
Well, you have a goal. You've expressed it before. We're with Jim Fitterling, who is the chairman and CEO of Dow. Your goal is maximizing long-term value for shareholders. You did 2023 net sales of $45 billion, about 36,000 employees, 98 manufacturing sites, and 31 countries in which Dow manufactures products. A pretty glowing report, Mr. Fitterling, under your guidance.
It's going through probably the toughest part of the economic cycle for us, and to come through it the way we did, I think is fantastic. And to come through the pandemic the way we did, just hats off to our team, because it took a whole team effort, and we've got a very focused, committed, dedicated team, and proud to be part of the great state of Michigan, and proud that we call this our home.
Well, and we're very happy you call this your home as well. And by the way, with all the other things that you are doing business-wise and otherwise, you do great things for Midland, for the great state of Michigan, and overall now for the game of golf, as you were the recipient of the Commissioner's Award for the 2023 Rolex LPGA Awards that honors a person or organization that has contributed uniquely to the LPGA and its members, furthering the cause of women's golf and possessing the character and standards of the highest order, which certainly is you, Jim. And you continue with the golf tournament under a brand new name now, the Dow Championship. Tell us about that.
Yeah, with the Dow Championship, we're in our second five-year stint here with the LPGA, and things are going well. We moved to June this year. We go June 27th through the 30th, which is a Thursday through Sunday. Historically, we've been Wednesday through Saturday, but that move is great. We've increased the purse to $3 million. It should be a full field. We've got more than 270 local partners, community sponsors, businesses that help us pull this off. It's a team event, so two-person, foursomes, and four-ball, alternate days, and lots of activities for the family. The STEM Center is a huge hit for the families. The interactions with the players. Come on up to Midland. You'll have a great time, and you'll make a contribution to a great cause. We've been able to give more than $2 million to local nonprofits since 2019, and we'll be on that pace again this year.
No doubt. And all of this happening at the fine Midland Country Club, and WJR will be there. I can promise you that. I don't know if it'll be me or who it will be, but I promise you, because Ann Thomas told me just moments ago when I asked, we will be there.
I will be there to be with you and welcome you with bells on. We'll look forward to seeing you.
I'm sure they need you up on the stage. You are the featured speaker, and I know that these people are in for a great conversation with Jim Fitterling. He is the chairman and CEO of Dow, and he's a good friend, and it's nice to see you, and I'm so glad things are going so well.
Great to see you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. We continue from the Detroit Economic Club luncheon at the Motor City Casino. Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.